are calling for direct provision centres to be abolished because of the negative impact on the lives of children who live in those centres. The Faculty of Paediatrics at the Royal College of Physicians says children and their families should instead be placed in community-based, family-friendly, secure accommodation. Dr. Ellen Crushell is Dean at the Faculty of Paediatrics and spoke to us before we came on air. I asked her what the effects of direct provision are on children.
We know in Ireland the terrible effects that having a difficult childhood has right into adulthood. We hear many people describing the difficult childhoods that they've had. Children in direct provision have already come from very stressful environments. Some of them are fleeing life-threatening situations or war-torn countries. And I think it's up to Irish society as a whole to make sure that we don't add to that burden by placing them in housing that we feel isn't adequate or can even increase the stress on these families. It's hard enough to bring up children in a regular environment that you and I are used to, but imagine doing that within a direct provision setting where you don't have control over your food, I read of a woman whose children have never seen her prepare a meal for them. And that's very difficult. It's very abnormal. It's not conducive to raising children, and it's not fair on children to be brought up in that type of environment.
And you talk about a range of standards that these children should be provided with. Can you give us an outline of what those standards are or what they should be provided with by the state?
Well, I suppose if you look to the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child, which Ireland signed up to almost 30 years ago, every child has a right to be brought up in an environment that's safe and supports their emotional and full development, and direct provision at the moment can't meet that. There are concerns in direct provision around security, a lot of interactions with unrelated adults, a lack of family autonomy, and all of those can make things difficult and increase the likelihood of mental health challenges for these children. We do know that 94% of people applying for asylum have significant psychiatric and psychological problems that warrant treatment, and yet with the current state of child mental health services, it can be very difficult to address those in the parents or the child. So that's certainly something that we would advocate for.
But you're calling for these families to have own door accommodation. That's among the recommendations that you have in this report. And we know that there are around 800 people who have been granted leave to stay in Ireland, but they're still in direct provision centres because there's simply nowhere for them to go. So do you understand the problems that we have with the housing market in this country, and that actually calling for own door accommodation where it might be commendable, it's very, very difficult to meet that request?
Yes, I agree completely. And in fact, the problems faced by children in direct provision are not that dissimilar to the 4,000 homeless children that are also within Ireland. So this is a huge problem. And the 800 that cannot leave direct provision due to lack of housing, that blocks the next 800 to coming in. So they're placed in even less appropriate emergency hotel accommodation at the moment. And that's very difficult. So this is a wider societal issue, and it comes back again and again to the housing crisis. We advocated recently on the rights for homeless children with the Faculty of Public Health Medicine, and that paper was just released a couple of weeks ago. And those children, 25% of them have adverse adult outcomes in terms of physical and mental health due to inadequate housing. So, you know, this is a huge, huge problem for society as a whole. The recommendations we suggest in the interim, while I would hope that we eventually phase out direct provision, the recommendations that we make aren't complicated. Many of them could be put in place very, very quickly and would make life easier for people.
But there would be a cost involved.
There would certainly be a cost involved.
Have you worked that out? Have you looked at what it
would cost? No, we have
not
worked out the economics of it. I suppose I'm here in the context of advocating for the child stuck in that system and feel that they would have the rights to these fairly simple recommendations that we have discussed with some of the organisations, including Massey and Doris Limney, and who are agreeable to them.
And the benefit for society as a whole is that you stop storing up these problems which will come to bite us in the future. Is that...
That is the most significant benefit, yeah. And you give these children a more normal life, a more normal childhood.
The Minister for Children, Catherine Zappone, was asked about your report this morning by Gavin Jennings on Morning Ireland. Let's hear what she has to say.
Of course, it's not an ideal situation for children. I take note of what it is, you know, what they found. I can't disagree with that. In terms of how it is that the government responds, I think It's really important that the Minister for Justice and Equality considers this. I am aware of the fact that, and I am grateful for, that he has already established a review group for direct provision and
you're
its appropriateness.
You're the Minister.
And Dr.
Minister,
Catherine Day
just
in will be leading
time
that.
We have left. You're the Minister for Children. Here's a report expressing concern about the continuing warehousing of children, considering what we were talking about just a few moments ago. Do you believe that system should be abolished?
I don't think it's an ideal system in any way, no.
What do you hear when you hear the minister speaking there?
I hear her agreeing that it's not ideal for children, which is what we're saying. I presume that you know, she is also mindful of the difficulty in the wider housing situation. So we'd be very glad to meet with her and discuss our recommendations and with the Minister for Justice and Equality.
It's Dr. Ellen Crushell, Dean at the Faculty of Paediatrics.